Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Back in on a Monday, along with Bob Fesco, I'm Josh Klingler. Nathan Williams producing today. We'll talk to Josh Vernier coming up at 8:30, our Royals insider. Look back at the weekend with the O's, and what's ahead with the Blue Jays coming up.
Legar Duzibal played for every team in the NFL.
I thought for sure you were making up that name.
No. Legar Duzibal.
How do you... Duzibal.
D-O-U-Z-A-B-L-E. He actually works for Mad Dog Sports Radio right now.
Oh, really?
And I guess I remember him because he was on the Rams in 2009 when I was sentenced to St. Louis. So he was a Viking, Giant, Ram, Lion, Jag, Titan, Jet, Bill, 49er. That's every team in the NFL almost.
That's making the tour.
It's 9 of the 32 teams.
Over how long? A span.
10 years.
Well,
10 years. Spent a decade in the league.
Yeah, he did. He really did spend a decade in the league. Came up with 178 tackles. That's 178 more than you and I combined in the NFL.
Yeah.
8.5 sacks, 1 fumble recovery, 2 pass deflections. So, you know, of course he went to college, you know where, right?
No.
Yeah, UCF, yeah.
Oh. You're like, yeah, you do. Mm-hmm. Like, no.
The guy
sure
calls games for ESPN and CBS Sports Network.
All right, cool.
There you go. Way to go, Legar.
Making up the name.
Nope.
So what happens, like, this week? Well, Brett Veach told us ahead of Thursday's draft that basically they check for dial tones.
Make sure nobody cut the lines.
Is this thing on?
Yeah.
Are you guys there? Is anybody picking up their telephones?
Hello?
That's right. They call their teams to see if their phones are working.
We'll see. Typically, the Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, right before the draft is when the teams do all their call checks, make sure the phone numbers are working for the teams.
He's not joking. Make sure the phone numbers are working.
Right.
And first thing that comes to mind for me was the Patriots gave a wrong number for years, didn't they?
Right.
Their phone never worked. Always a busy signal.
Or they gave, here's what the Patriots did. Some restaurant that screwed them on meals one year, they gave out that number.
Yeah, so the teams are calling
them. And every year the team's calling, like, Leo's Pizza.
Yeah.
And they're getting Leo, who's pissed, and he's tired of these teams calling.
Yeah. So now they do the run-through to make sure the phones work.
Right.
So we'll get an email list of draft day phone numbers. So we typically do a run through and check with all the teams. And once we do that, it usually kind of spins into just some casual dialogue, hypothetically. And, you know, if you were looking to move up or move back, those type of scenarios. So I think we'll do a good job of getting out in front of this and talking to some teams and, seeing where their mind is in regards to value of or their boards or what their, you know, what boards they're working on. A large part of this is just making sure we're all on the same page in regards to what draft boards you're working from, because as you know, teams, there's tons of boards. Each team has their own boards and in a combination of other teams' boards with historical boards they use. So we typically reach out to those teams early in the week, make sure the phones are working, and exchange some ideas and usually just make sure we're all on the same page in regards to what boards we're working off of.
Hmm. I wonder how many trades and deals have gotten done based on phone test day. Like somebody like Brett Veach is there calling or something and he just trying numbers. And is it Monty Ossenfoot who is the
Monty Ossenford, I believe.
Who, yeah, who is the general manager in Arizona. He answers, hello, this is Monty. And Brett's like, oh, I didn't expect you to answer. Like you've had those things where you made a phone call hoping the person doesn't answer, right?
Yeah, I'm just seeing if the voicemail picks up.
Right,
and it's them.
You see if it's them, okay, and then you leave a message, and then they'll try to get back to you, play phone tag, and eventually you both forget about the phone call, and everybody moves on. Right, that's what you're hoping for in this type of scenario.
Well, if I'm calling for a Monty Austin Fort, I probably don't want them to answer.
No,
I
mean, you know,
I don't need to talk to a Monty.
I like to picture it like it's when you're a little kid and your parents make you like talk to an old relative on the phone that you have no idea who they are.
Right,
you know, like you say hello, and then you just kind of sit there awkwardly.
Right,
like, what do we do now?
But what's next? Or maybe you're calling a girl for the first time, right? And like, oh, I hope she doesn't answer. And then the father answers, hello. And you're like, oh, God.
Just checking to see if the phone works. Yeah.
Took my pants off at the door. I'm sitting here relaxing. What do you need? Oh, God. Not that that ever happened. But here we sit. I lost my train of thought. So anyway, I hope Monty Ossenfoot Fort.
I think it's Fort, isn't
it? Fort? I don't know. Answers the phone, and Brett's like, oh, Monty, you answered. So about that fourth pick, I'll give you the next three first. What do you think? I could do that. Yeah. All right, done. How did that deal come down? Well, I was testing the phones on Monday, and Monty happened to answer.
Yeah, yeah. That and seeing which boards you're working. It sounds ridiculous, right? But we got to, all right, which, because they have to judge the value of trades, right? So everybody's got the two-point conversion chart of what trade spot is worth what. Mm-hmm. So you got to make sure you're running off the same one they are.
Yeah, using the Jimmy Johnson board or using Binkley's board?
Yeah. Right, that's what they're making calls about. To see which trade value board you guys like the best.
Mm-hmm.
So if I call you and I have the 113th pick, you know what kind of value we're gonna get if I'm trading you this and this. Yeah, yeah. Okay, cool.
Good.
So apparently they do all this.
Right, and also they're finding out what kind of catering they're all having.
So again, you don't think we're ready for the draft?
Remember when we did this during COVID? We were testing like the Wi-Fi. To make sure the Wi-Fi wouldn't go down. Remember that? Like they put in like Wi-Fi for everybody to make sure that it was a dedicated line so everybody could make their draft picks. Like then I could understand. Okay, we got to make sure we got this figured out. But these dudes are now checking like old school phone lines.
That's correct.
Ringy. One ringy dingy. Two ringy dingy. This is Monty Ossenfoot. Oh.
We'll see. Typically the Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday right before the draft is when the teams do all their call checks, make sure the phone numbers are working for the teams.
Yeah, because you damn well know you're right. The Patriots definitely gave out a fake
that
number.
That thing's always a busy signal. Or always, yeah, the wrong
Or it's the
place.
Fax machine. Here comes another menu Kramer.
Patriots didn't disconnect the credit card machine again. Idiots do this every year.
We keep getting knocked off. What's going on here? Patriots.
And do you think,
and then you're testing your own phone lines to make sure Belichick didn't bug those too,
and
right?
And do you call like at weird times too, just to see if they'll pick up?
Just to see if they'll pick up. Yeah. Maybe you catch them, right?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe if I call late at night when the sun's down and they're not busy, the day is kind of over, I'll catch them.
Yeah.
Hello, Monty Ossenfoot.
Just to be a jerk, you're calling like the Chargers at like 6 a.m. Kansas City time
to
see if they'll pick up.
See if they pick up. Hello. Who's this?
Oh, it's just
new
is
phone. Who this?
This is Chiefs. We're seeing if your phone works.
This is Brett Veach. You want to trade Herbert to the Vikings?
You guys are trading Herbert to the Vikings?
Who this?
Click.
This is the Vikings. We'll take Herbert for a third. Done. Maybe you can get some fake trades in. You know, you dial *67 in front of your number to block it from caller ID. Who is this?
So that's, and tell me we're not ready to have had this draft last week.
Oh, what are you doing this week? We're testing the phone lines. Make sure they work.
That's where they're at.
I love it.
It is time to chat with Josh Vernier, our Royals insider. Royals back at it tonight. They continue their homestand against the Toronto Blue Jays. A 6:40 first pitch here on 610 Sports Radio. That means Vern will get started with the on deck at 5:30 today. Good morning, Vern.
Good morning. I love the idea of NFL general managers taking a page out of radio producers and radio hosts from like 2011 going up to everyone going, is this a dedicated POTS line?
Yeah.
calling ahead of time to make sure the phone line works.
We're going to need a dedicated line
could
here.
Could you get to a landline, please?
Yeah.
Credit card machine knocked us off, and right. Now we're just burning spots.
I mean, we've all been there, right? You get just a little behind the scenes. Anytime you did a remote at a bar, they would never unplug the credit card machine, and somebody would run that first tab, and you knock you right off the air. That's happening in the NFL.
All right, we read some texts from your show from yesterday, Vern, and of course the ones that were deeply disappointed that this was turning into the same old Royals.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're not world beaters.
Right.
This team's been exposed. Boy, things happen fast.
Yeah, I love. My favorite text, my favorite call yesterday are from the knowledgeable baseball fan that still knows Royals fans well enough that they feel the need to call up and let everyone know, no need to panic. When they start their phone call with, oh, you know, Vern, I'm not panicking yet. And you're 13-9. Why would the word panic even cross your mind? Look, I spent a majority of yesterday's On Deck show explaining why I didn't think that finale yesterday against Baltimore was a pivotal game, was a big game. I thought it could help the psyche of the clubhouse, right? This is a team that went and dropped 2 of 3 in Baltimore. And when they came back to Kansas City, they were glowing. About the positives that they took away from that Baltimore series, that we went toe-to-toe with one of the best teams in the American League. We feel like we gave a few of those games away, but we come away encouraged. So when I hear that this Baltimore series was another litmus test, to me, that already happened. This clubhouse already found out that, yeah, we can hang with the big boys. And if we either bullpen, defense, base running, starting pitching, if we can clean up a few things here and there, we can beat anybody in this sport. So when I look at that series against Baltimore, to me, sure, it could have been a boost to the psyche of that clubhouse, almost a validation of those beliefs that they had leaving Baltimore. But when I signed off on the On Deck show, I'm listening to Ryan Lefevre and J.J. Piccolo on the general manager show, and they're both going on and on about, yes, this is a big game. And J.J.'s agreeing with Ryan that this is a pivotal game. So maybe I'm wrong, but when I see the Blue Jays are coming to town and you still haven't even faced Cleveland yet, and we're still 2.5 months away from the All-Star game, I have a tough time saying that game number 22 of the season is some pivotal game. The only way I'll acknowledge that yesterday was a big game, or really any April game is big, is if you are a non-believer in this rotation. If you don't think that they can end the season as one of the best in Major League Baseball. Okay. If you think this is a facade, what we've seen early on from this rotation, maybe you're a tad bit more concerned, but me? No, I think the stability that we've seen from these guys is going to maintain so long as they can stay healthy. Do I think they're going to keep a sub-3 ERA? No, but I think they can remain one of the 5-10 best units in Major League Baseball. And if that continues to go along with the defense and the base running, I understand what Cleveland's doing, but if you keep that pitching, that defense, and that base running, you're going to be there until August, and then the games get big. Then we find Bobby and MJ and Massey and Vinny in situations that they've never found themselves in, feeling a type of pressure that a Royals team hasn't felt since 2017.
Also, if you put the label on a pivotal game and you don't win it, and there's 100 more to go.
Yeah, right.
140.
Yeah, 140 more to go. It feels like, well, it really wasn't a pivotal game. There's 140 to go. So I guess I couldn't label it as that. I just saw, Baltimore, I think, is a really good team that's going to be in their division all season long. And you pretty much went toe-to-toe. You had one bad starting outing and then not enough offense maybe to back yesterday's starter. But other than that, I'm like, no, you competed with what I think is going to be a good team all year long. I thought that was a really good test.
We're 22 games in, and by my count, the rotation has given you a chance to win 21 of those 22 games. I can't ask for anything more, because my plea continues to be maintained through May. So sitting at 13-9, man, they've put themselves in position to do just that. Okay, the offense is up and down. Yeah, what else is new? Every offense is up and down over the course of a six-month season. The championship team of 14-15, they went up and down as a unit. They would just get cold. All 12, 13 position players would go ice cold. The reason why maintain through May has been my mantra is if they're able to do that, to me, everybody in that clubhouse is going to have that confidence-building moment, especially those young hitters and those young relievers that need it. And if this team over the first 2 months, which we still have 32 games remaining until we get to the end of May, 25 of those 32 are against teams with a 500 or better record. If the Royals are in it at the end of May, I have to imagine that clubhouse is going to get an influx of confidence that we haven't seen in quite some time. That's going to allow them to, you know, attack June, attack July, months, pressure games that, again, Bobby and MJ and these guys have never played in a meaningful game outside of the month of May. So if you can find that confidence in April and May, I think that'll carry you through June and July, and then the real test starts in August. So, man, I can't ask for anything more than what I've seen out of this team. The rotation, the defense, and the base running right now are top five in Major League Baseball. And like I've said, if that continues, you're going to cruise to a division title.
You're right about all of that, Vern. And I even narrowed it down a little bit more. On Friday, we talked about the next 21 games were against teams above 500. And if you could just – you can't go 500 in 21 games. I understand that. But if you could get close to 500 and still maintain where you are between four and six games above 500 at the end of these next 3 weeks, you're still in a really good spot right now. I know Cleveland's starting, I don't want to say starting to run away, but they're 10 games over 500 already without Bieber. Like, I mean, it's like, crazy. What's going on in Cleveland right now, right? So if you can just kind of maintain and play a relative 500 ball over the next 3 weeks, you're still above 500 and you put yourself in the mix entering May. And then, you know, as May starts, now you've got that confidence that Royals teams in May have never had before.
And with the concern yesterday, Royals getting shut out for the first time all season, by the way, as a texter brought up, Vern, do you remember the first time we got shut out in 2023? If you don't, it was opening day.
Opening day.
It was right out of the gate. You threw up a goose egg. It took them 23 games to do it this season. And I've seen and heard and read some text of complaints about the bottom of the lineup. You know, we always have someone that we're going to pick on. Kyle Isbell in the nine spot in center field had a big base running mistake back on Saturday that could have, you could make a case, cost them that game against Baltimore. But Kyle Isbell's, in my opinion, the one guy on this team that you are punting on offense. The edict to Kyle Isbell is go play some gold glove center field, run the bases well, execute offensively, right? Lay down a bunt, hit behind runners, advance runners. The little things is what we need from our number nine hitter. Outside of that, you know, Michael Massey just got back, and he's your seven hitter, and he drove in two runs and had a pair of knocks in his return. So, again, patience is a virtue, especially when it comes to an offense that is still finding itself, that is still getting its starters. Guys that the offense was built around are still coming back, are still finding that confidence over the first month of the season. And then, yeah, Hunter Renfroe, no doubt, the extra base power has been disappointing early on, but his defense has been spectacular. And so long as the rotation is going to be excellent, yeah, you know what? I can wait on Hunter Renfroe's offense so long as that defense remains strong. So, offensively right now, I'm willing to wait. I'm willing to show patience because even if we go back to the 2015 team, I'm diving into their numbers this weekend. They had three positions in which they were well below league average offensively, like an OPS just barely over 600. And that was right field, that was second base, and that was shortstop. But you were getting terrific defense from Alcides Escobar. To me, that position is akin to center field this year. And right now, third base, you're not getting a lot of production out of that, but Mikel's not going anywhere. At second base, you haven't received much production, but Michael Massey just returned.
Just
so I expect second base to improve. I expect third base to improve. I expect center field to be an offensive hole. But, you know, 8 out of 9 ain't bad.
No, and I also think, too, Vern, go to any city right now, because I actually have kind of done this a little bit. Like, I listen in on other Odyssey stations around the country just to hear what they're saying. And I listen to Philly and New York a lot, and both of those stations are complaining about the bottom third of their order for every team. Like, I don't know
St.
that
Louis
there's...
too.
St. Oh, God, they're in a bad way.
I mean, they dropped Paul Goldschmidt in their lineup.
I know. There's like 7-16. They're not playing good baseball. They want everybody so fired over there.
If you're talking about 7-8-9, you're in it, I think is what it is.
Yeah, like if
that's
you,
your complaint, 7-8-9 means you're doing all right.
You're doing all right because every fan base in America right now and all season long complains about that bottom third of the order. That's why you're in the bottom third of the order. Right.
It's like complaining about the 5 starter or the 13th man on your pitching staff.
Yeah.
You know, when the postgame show starts with a complaint about Will Smith after a 7-4 victory, you know you're doing something right.
Because
like the final guy in the bullpen, nobody really cares, or not cares, but roots for that guy. Yeah, the reason why he's coming in a 6-0 game in the 8th inning is
because he stinks.
Yeah. At least so far this season.
But let me tell you something, Vern. You would have thought by my phone on Friday night from my friends that the Royals lost that game because there was nothing about how they were winning. No text about that. Will Smith comes up and gives up that grand salami, as they like to call it, which is a grand slam bases loaded home run for those scoring at home. You would have thought they lost the game. Oh, Will Smith this and Will Smith. Like multiple people are texting me going, oh, this guy stinks. The team's winning.
Yeah. Yeah,
but it doesn't take away from the fact that Will Smith does kind of stink out loud right now.
Yeah, certainly. Yeah, there's no way around that. And he was giving it his all in that inning. He was reaching back for everything he had, and the most that was coming out was barely hitting 92. So certainly worrisome, but you look down in the minor leagues, and it certainly appears as if the next setup man is ready and waiting, and Will Klein threw 2 scoreless back on Saturday. He's now a perfect 9-for-9, 9 scoreless appearances.
9 for Klein.
6'5", 230 pounds, a triple-digit fastball. Obviously shaky command, but if he can get that rectified over the next few weeks, I wouldn't be surprised to see Will Klein here sometime in May.
So Will Klein?
Right, Rob? Will Klein. Yeah, I like it. Will Klein. Will Smith, Will Klein, from the Fresh Prince to whatever. So do you think we'll see Will Smith pull a John Sterling and just abruptly retire?
No, I don't think so. He's due $5 million. He's getting that somehow, whether it's while sitting at home or sitting in the dugout. So I don't think he's going to hang it up and tell John Sherman to keep the cash.
Yeah, but do you think it is a possibility where if this continues, the Royals say, hey, man, we brought you in here to be a winner and you're not that for us right now. We got to move on?
Yeah, I mean, obviously we're probably a month and a half still clear from something like that happening, in my opinion. You could have your, he's dealing with something. Let's
forearm tightness right here.
Yeah,
forearm. I'm going to take forearm tightness at 2-1.
All right. I like that.
I think that happens first before here's your money.
Tired shoulder at 3-1.
Go wherever you want.
Sore
arm
groin.
Fatigue.
But
you've seen it. Yeah. And you guys have talked about it. There's nothing that this organization has done dating back to December that leads me to believe they're going to be anything but aggressive.
Right. Exactly.
You know, I can't imagine them sitting on their hands, especially if they remain in the race like they are. No, I think they'll continue to be very proactive.
I love the Josh going with the my odds are on forearm tightness because that's such
oblique
a baseball injury.
7-1.
Oh, oblique could pop up too.
Shoulder soreness. How do you test that?
Yeah, shoulder soreness. I mean,
shoulder fatigue. Yeah. He's got some dead arm.
Yeah. Or he just got fatigue in general. You know.
I mean, you can't. Prove he doesn't.
Right.
So that's
very
tired. That's how you collect
your check.
I think
I'll go home now. Here's an 83-inch TV. Enjoy yourself.
All right, Vern, break down the biggest series yet to date with Toronto coming up today at 5:30.
Well, I'm looking forward to, tonight, Brady Singer, no doubt. But tomorrow, Kevin Gausman, one of the best pitches in the game with his splitter tomorrow night. And then you get Jose Berríos in the
Thursday's
finale.
Thursday's going to be nasty, man. Like, Berríos is so good.
Toronto, to me, is right there with Philly, Boston, and I guess you have to put the Royals in there as far as best rotations in baseball. So the advantage that Kansas City has had in a majority of these series, even in the series against Baltimore, I think they had the pitching advantage both this weekend and the series in Baltimore, despite the fact that they lost both series. I think they had the pitching advantage. I don't think that's the case against Toronto. I don't think you have the offensive advantage. You start to line up the defensive metrics. It's basically a push. Both teams have speed. Each one of these four games to me are a coin flip. I'll give Singer the edge over Kikuchi tonight. But this is also why I didn't want to put too much importance on that Kikuchi. Orioles series, is because it doesn't stop. Another powerhouse is coming to Kauffman Stadium. Yep. You haven't even faced Cleveland yet. There's a stretch coming up before the All-Star game where you play four in the Bronx, get on a plane, fly to L.A., play three against the Dodgers. I mean, the tests that lie ahead for this team are endless.
It's awesome. I love it. Mm-hmm. I love it.
I love looking ahead, talking about it, being, you know, right around the wild card and being in the mix. It's great this time of year.
Campfire
this late
burn.
In the season, we're talking about them.
I'm campfiring every day.
All right.
All right.
I like it.
Thank you.
Thanks, Vern.
Thank you.
5:30 tonight for Vern and the On Deck Show ahead of Royals and Blue Jays. 6:40 here on 610 Sports Radio.
The man goes with forearm tightness as the leader in the clubhouse. I mean, I can't get – you're making me laugh.
Well,
I mean, it's –
come on. Baseball player Duchek isn't just sat. It's
right.
Oh, the arm.
The arm is broken. Fatigue.
It's
heavy
broken.
Arm.
It's broken. Yeah. The top 10 list is not back, but we are unveiling a top 20. We'll get to it next.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Rumors spreading around. United takes his time. About to check outside the game. You know what I'm talking about.
I don't.
Just let me know.
Brought to you by Rainer Garage Doors of Kansas City. LiftMaster has patented MyQ Technologies, the number one professionally installed garage door opener. You can find them at RainerKC.com. And the reason I say that is nobody knows the lyrics. It's just a bunch of muttering. But it's good. Always a classic. I kind of hesitate to do this at this particular time of day.
Why is that?
Because it's used to occupy the top 10 list at 8:50. So I don't want to get you guys like, oh, it's back.
No, it's not.
So there's no shout it out and there's no top 10 list.
Things people have asked for over the years, right?
Correct. That have been shot down by management.
Let me roll out the scroll.
So Bob is unveiling a scroll.
Hear
ye,
hear ye.
So we're kind of going a little bit old school here.
Oh, look, another top 20 list. How unique. Something that's never been done in sports radio before.
Mahomes looks that way. He's going to go wide open, left side, caught. Kelce, corner out.
Here is the top 20 draft picks in Kansas City sports history. Presented by Fesco in the Morning, who realize that you think their list sucks.
Over to first in time. Runner going to try to score. Wild throw. Hosmer gambling that he could dash home.
So, see, it's different. It's 20. It's 20, so it's different than 10.
Double the work.
Vastly different.
The work.
And we've not asked for your input. So it's totally different.
And you can weigh in, though, if you want.
Probably could use your input because, surely we're going to get through this at some point.
And, don't call me Shirley.
And I've forgotten somebody. But, you know, we try not to.
So that's why I enlisted the people I enlisted.
Top
so we
20
didn't.
Kansas City draft picks of all time.
Right. Okay. So John Heyman is reporting there's a gentleman by the name of Tyler Duffy getting promoted to the Royals today. He's a 33-year-old
American baseball pitcher.
Yeah, that's right. American professional baseball pitcher in the Royals organization. So he's getting promoted today. Do we see the sore forearm pop up?
I don't know. I have Will Smith. I have 2-1 forearm tightness, 3-1 arm fatigue, and 7-1 oblique.
Okay.
Is that those good numbers?
Those are good numbers. I do like that. So I enlisted Kurt Nelson, who runs the Royals Hall of Fame and knows everything there is to know about the Royals. He knows more about the Royals than the Royals know about the Royals. That's how much Kurt knows. I talked to Dan Israel about the Chiefs, who knows more about the Chiefs than the Chiefs know about the Chiefs. And then I tried to rely on me, you, and Spectre, and that was a waste of everybody's time. Because the three of us combined don't know bleep from, you know, bleep. So
we have written it out on a large piece of paper.
So we came up with the 20 greatest Kansas City draft picks of all time in all sports. And we'll start with honorable mention. Honorable mention. We'll reveal four today, four tomorrow, four on Wednesday. Then we'll do four on Thursday and finish off the week with four on Friday.
Oh, okay.
See how we did that?
I see.
Four a day, 5 days, 20. See how I'm thinking, Josh, that's making our life a little bit easier.
Some sports
right?
math there.
It really is. So honorable mention on this list, because we had to put him on the list, goes to the Kansas City Kings in the seventh round of the 1977 draft. The Chiefs selected then Bruce Jenner, or the Chiefs, the Kings selected then Bruce Jenner from Graceland College in Iowa. Did you know Bruce Jenner was drafted by the City Kings? I didn't either.
No, I did not.
That's why it's fun to do this exercise. All right, coming in at
number 20. How'd he play for them? I don't know.
I thought Lamar was great, but I don't know how he was. Coming in at number 20, early, but definitely on the list, Bobby Witt Jr. coming in at number 20 is the 20th greatest draft pick in Kansas City sports history. Obviously, we see what he's all about now. We finally have found that heir apparent to George Brett. He's a legit MVP type of candidate, and he is on his way to being one of the more special Royals we've ever
seen. Legit superstar will be higher if we ever do this list again.
That's exactly right.
But now, got to earn it still a little bit. We're still early in the tenure.
Very early.
But Bobby Witt looks like all the makings of an incredible draft pick.
Right. Coming in at number 19, Graham Zusi. Graham Zusi from Sporting Kansas City at number 19.
MLS.com actually did something a few years ago that they called him the greatest super draft pick ever.
Okay.
Based on where he was picked, which was a little bit later. It was same draft. He and Beasley were in the same draft.
That's a hell of a draft.
Yeah,
it's not bad, right?
It's not bad. You got your two, like...
That's like Karloftis and McDuffie.
Franchise dudes right there. But Graham was called the greatest super draft pick ever.
Right.
I was like, wow, well, I got to kind of tip my cap to that one. And then obviously his longevity with Sporting and his play with the national team. And yeah, he was terrific.
All right, let me ask you this, just real fast, your initial reaction.
I wish he was still playing.
Yeah.
I mean, I understand why he's not, but I wish he was.
Initial reaction, trademark pending on this one, okay? Better duo drafted in the same draft, Graham Zusi and Matt Beisler, or Chris Jones and Tyreek Hill?
Oh. Well, I mean, it's that's a hard comparison, but both those two NFL guys end up in the Hall of Fame. I mean,
not yet, they haven't.
I'm just saying if they end up in the Hall of Fame,
yeah.
At the end,
yeah,
that's
it's pretty good. But
be hard to argue. I mean, the two guys that can't.
Without Zusi and Beisler, though, does Sporting Kansas City have the success that they had? They did win a championship.
Revitalization
and everything.
The club had. No.
I mean, it's pretty good. So, number 18 on the list, to me, still the most electric, smoothest, greatest player that I've ever seen day in and day out. One of the most talented. Yeah. Carlos Beltran makes this list. I had the opportunity to cover the Royals from like 01 to 06 or 05 or 04, whenever Beltran was playing. And, you know, not that they were winning a lot of games, but Carlos Beltran night in and night out, you know, you could see certain guys just make the game look easy. And Carlos Beltran did just that. He made this game look so easy. And I can't recall how many times, Josh, because it was so many, of people complaining that it looked like Beltran was not hustling. And people would say that all the time. I'm like, no, he's just gliding. He's just that freaking good. He's that good, man. I love Carlos
Beltran. Higher on this list had he had a longer run with the Royals.
Yeah, most likely. Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, if he played the bulk of his career in Kansas City, I think he'd be much higher in this list.
He's the best center fielder I've seen.
Took more of what did you do here, rather than, you know, if someone got picked here and then went on and had great success somewhere else, you got a little more points for doing it all in town.
But he was the legit 5-tool player, right? You hear about that all the time. Carlos Beltran could do everything on a baseball field. And coming in at number 17 to wrap up today's first four, stealing from the NCAA.
I don't think I probably trademarked that. I probably shouldn't do that.
No, maybe I can. I don't know. Chiefs leading tackler, Derek Johnson, coming in at number 17.
15th pick of the draft. All-time leading tackler. He was great. He was great.
Love Derek Johnson.
DJ.
DJ friend of the show. DJ, number 17.
So that's those are the first four of our top 20. We'll reveal 16, 15, 14, 13, 12.
No! God, you suck at math. 16, 15, 14, 13. Count. 12. It's simple math.
That's what I said.
You can think. No, you said 12. You went into the 12.
That before 13, I had 12 before 13.
Yeah, you had 16, 15, 14, 13, 12.
I was trying to count on my fingers and say it out loud at the same time.
Nah, we're doing four a day.
Those are two things.
You can figure out 15 love.
I'm sorry, that was five. Sorry, four.
Right.
So 16, 15, 14, 13.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Did you take math 002 when you were at KU?
Like I was counting to five and not four. I left this one out. I left that one out. That should have left it out.
So tomorrow we'll do 11 and 6 and 4 and 7.
There's four more of them tomorrow. All right?
Right.
All right.
Thanks, Mom and Dad.
Will teams deal with the Chiefs? Brett Veach answers next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.